time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' 4-2 win over the Yankees on Tuesday night.
For him to battle, compete, mix, he's just really turning into a really good starting pitcher since the second half of last year for me. Just knows how to pitch now, 4 pitches for strikes, has confidence in his sinker, gets the cutter in the right places, can dunk curveballs in, and the split finger is getting better and better. So really impressed with how Dean's throwing the ball.
Since the start of last season, he's pitched really well against AL East teams. Is there anything you can put your finger on, and maybe why the game's maybe a little bit bigger, why he can really step up?
No, I don't know that. I mean, I don't know if that's coincidence or not. I do know that he loves to compete, and he loves taking the ball, and he's just getting better. You know, you've seen a guy develop the last year plus at the big league level, and all those hard times he had the first couple years just shows you his maturity, how he dealt with a lot of adversity, got his brains beat in sometimes, and then turned the corner, and you know, credit to him and everybody around him. I like watching him pitch. It's a true pitcher. Huge. I mean, Mountie, we talked about him before the game, but just great, great defense from him. Really nice turn by Mateo and a great pick from Mountie. So those were huge plays in the game because they were hitting the ball hard early, and you were kind of wondering, and I was wondering kind of a little bit how this game was going to go and how I was going to try to navigate, and all of a sudden Dean goes 7. I don't know if we got to him. I think we did a good job with our approach. He's been a major challenge for the whole league. If you look at his numbers the last couple of years, it's really good. And it's because he really knows how to pitch and can pitch to the edges and has confidence in all of his pitches. Great, great command and tough to hit. And, we got a few breaks there with a couple soft hits. Mac drove one. That was nice. I thought our bats were as good against him as they've ever been from a competitive standpoint. But he's a really good starting pitcher.
I know it's still April to make money tomorrow. But beating the Yankees 2 games in a row, is it?
I just feel good because of how our pitching was coming into the series so far, and we have a little bit of a reset now with a lot of guys not throwing tonight. And losing 2 out of 3 there against Oakland at home, where we pitched a lot of people, and if we don't win at the end, it was kind of limping into the series a little bit. So to play the way we have the last 2 nights has been nice. Rock's false start twice, 30 yards.
I had to go quick. Get another nice read tonight on a shallow fly ball from Hauser, and then obviously the defense of the Oakland. The way that this, I guess, the instincts and the athleticism seem to show up every night.
Well, we put a huge emphasis on playing the game right, and we talk a lot about fundamentals defensively and offensively, and base running is a huge part of our game, and those things get reviewed, and we're still pretty young, we're still learning at the big league level, but our guys are very, very athletic. They do have instincts. We are going to make some mistakes at times, but our guys are really adapt well, and they're going to learn from them. And that was great base running tonight.